Congratulations, Miles.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So where are you, Miles? How did you take the call when you found out you were being drafted?
Oh my goodness. I was at home, just about to head up to graduation, and I got the call, and I froze for a second, kind of like a deer in headlights when I saw the phone ringing. And man, Detroit Lions. That was. I'm still kind of geeking out about it a little bit here in the car. We're heading up to Cedar City to graduate today, and so. I'm on cloud nine right now, man. I'm on cloud nine.
And how much did you talk with the Lions, visit with the Lions during the pre-draft process?
You know what? I talked to the Lions at every step. Excuse me. I talked to the Lions at every step. But you know what? I had no idea that the Lions were going to take me because, I mean, the coaches were laughing about it because they gave me such a hard time at the Senior Bowl because they told me, oh no, we don't necessarily like you, we don't think you're gonna, you know, we're gonna take you, and so they gave me a hard time, and I was surprised because I'm talking to the coach today, and he said, oh, we just wanted to see how you would react to it. Oh, man. So I had no idea. I really had no idea. So this is – I'm excited. I'm beside myself. I can't wait.
Miles, you said you're heading to graduation. Are you graduating from college today?
Yes. Yes.
Miles, what's your degree in?
Engineering. Yeah.
Miles, I'm curious. Have you seen your draft profile on NFL.com?
Have I seen my draft?
Take your strengths and weaknesses.
I've seen it. Yes, I've seen it. I saw it early on.
They called you a muscle hammer, a tightly bound muscle hammer or something like that. I was just curious if you had seen that or what you thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant. I guess like Thor or something. I don't know what that. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. One of the things you are, you know, they describe about your game as a big hitter. How much pride do you take in delivering that blow, that being that hammer?
I tell you what, I would much rather be the hammer than the nail, and I love it. I love it. I mean, it's football. It's football, and it's in its purest sense, football is a collision sport. And as long as I'm doing it safely and you know, legally, I enjoy it.
You had 132 tackles last season. Are you still tired from that, or?
No, I'm not tired, man. I'm pumped. I'm pumped. I can't wait to get some more.
Hey, Miles, where does this day with being drafted and graduating rank in your life?
Well, you know what? This is. Oh man, it's up there, man. It's up there. And I was just talking about this with the coaches just barely right before I got phoned in here, and we're both in agreement that as great as today is, we're looking forward to every day stepping forward being even better because, hey, I'm a part of the Detroit Lions. I get to go into work every day as a Detroit Lion, and that is – it's just going to keep getting better with time. I can't wait.
I know you obviously, you're known for your hitting prowess. Do you have any nicknames or any bestowed on you in Southern Utah?
It's very simple. My name was my last name's Killebrew, and so guys just called me Killa for short. And it was simple, and I don't know. I think it was just because it's a shorter version of my name, but they just called me Killa, and that was my name in Utah. But nothing too creative. Definitely not Muscle Hammer, but.
I know you've drawn some comparisons to Deion Buchanan. I know that's a little lofty at this point, but what position do you see yourself playing? Are you a safety? Are you a linebacker? Are you a guy that can do a lot of different things? Where do you see yourself at the next level?
Well, wherever coach needs me. I know that sounds so cliche, but it is up to the discrepancy of the coach. I mean, I don't know necessarily where coach is going to need me most, but I anticipate that once I get there and we can work through some stuff, he's going to assign me to where he's gonna need me most, and I'll play that. I have no reservations though.
To
to go back to that Senior Bowl discussion, when they did tell you you weren't a fit and you're sitting in this meeting and it's like a job interview sorts of, I mean, how did you react to that?
Well, I was like, okay, that was the first time I've ever had a team tell me, nah, we don't want you at all. So I was like, okay, I didn't know how to react. I just took it and said, okay, well, was there anything else you wanted to ask me? Like, was that it? And I think I took it well because the coach told me he liked the way I handled it, and so I was disappointed, but hey, I'm not disappointed anymore, that's for sure.
So what did they say when they finally called today?
They said, how would you like to be a Detroit Lion? And then when I finally got on the line with the coaches, they said they were just giving me a hard time, and they looked forward to having me come into rookie minicamp, and coach said he told me he just wanted to see how I would react, and so he's looking forward to working with me, and he was just giving me a hard time. So
do you know if that was Alan Williams?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and then what do you know about Glover Quinn?
Well, I don't know much yet. I don't know much yet, but I'm looking forward to learning everything about the organization from the bottom up, and so I can't wait.
Couple more questions, guys.
Are you on the way to graduation now?
Yes.
Are you a passenger?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Were you in the car when you found out?
No, I was at home about to get in the car.
Gotcha.
So I'm on the way there right now.
You gonna make it in time?
Oh yeah, I'll make it. I'll make it in time. Barely.
All right.
We gotta get going.
Thanks, Miles. Congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.